After USDA recently announced that four projects would be funded in Florida through the new Regional Conservation Partnership Program, we told you that one was an in-state project. But according to Ronnie Gutierrez, Assistant State Conservationist for easements with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida, the other three are multi-state.
One of them being within Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, with the Flint River Soil and Water Conservation District. The other one being with the Conservation Fund, and that includes Florida and Alabama, for improvements in water quality and water quantity within longleaf pine habitat. And the third one is with the U.S. Endowment for Forestry and communities with significant counterparts from the Department of Defense to promote private working forests and, again, improve longleaf pine habitat.
That project will target 20,000 acres of working longleaf in Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And Gutierrez says these projects demonstrate the value of a strong public-private partnership.
The concept is when we work with multiple partners for forestry and wildlife habitat protection, this allows us to apply conservation practices on a larger scale. And this improves forest stands, improves the quality of grassland areas, improves water quality, water quantity in many cases.
To learn more about technical and financial assistance available through conservation programs, visit nrcs.usda.gov or stop by your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.